Hey party people, it is Thursday, August the 26th, and the time is 11:30 p.m. Hey, how y'all doing? This is my Friday. I do not work on tomorrow or on Saturday. So today started out with me and Shari getting up, heading over to the school, and here I go with this yawning again. And going up to the classroom where we were supposed to be doing a few more mock lessons, and another group was in the room, so we found our team lead, Mr. Ankur, and he was basically like, why don't you guys put your bulletin board up? So they've charged us with the duty of putting up a bulletin board. So we came up with a really nice idea. Where will reading take you, with little hands with plane tickets and book. It's just a whole like nice little setup. So we came home and prepped all of that stuff, went back over to the school and discovered that we could not put our bulletin board up due to a scheduling of the moving of smart boards on the hallway that we're trying to put our bulletin board up in. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm rude. I'm yawning. So we came back over to the apartment and basically read a little bit of our readers for school and prepped our workbooks. And your girl took a nap. I'm telling y'all, around when it's like 4 a.m. y'all's time, it's like, I don't even know what time it is my time, but I get sleepy. Like, I get sleepy in the heart of when all of y'all are asleep. So, I'm still trying to work that out. So, I took a nap, and it was the best nap ever. We get back, we go eat lunch, and then in the afternoon, the SLO, which is the Student Leadership Organization, which are this junior and senior prefects, they had activities for us. So we went into this room. They broke us up in groups, and then we went into this room and got broken down into two groups and played Jeopardy. Now, once again, it's just a room full of women. And Jeopardy is a game I really like, but these were the categories. I can't remember them all. International. It's like international news, Egyptian TV, Arabic films, no, Arabic music, charades, and general information, general facts. I'm missing one. But anyway, y'all, they were really trying to be inclusive of all the teachers, you know, the international team. They were really trying. But this stuff was so Eurocentric. Like, one of the questions was, it was a question about Friends. And I never watched Friends, y'all. It was always just too white of a show for me. You know, I did watch it when Aisha Tyler was on there. But for the most part, it was corny to me. Now, I have family members who love Friends. And they even watch the reruns. That's them. That's not me. So what happened was, when they asked the question, I didn't know the answer. And everybody's kind of looking at me, because it was like, surely you watch Friends. And one of my teammates, she was like, what do you watch? And I was like, I watch Living Single. And she said, what else? I said, the black shows. I literally said that. I didn't say it like that. But I was like, I just watch the black shows. I had to be honest with her. Like, y'all missing out on the full American culture type of thing, because a lot of the questions that were the like international questions or the general information questions, they surrounded like Alanis Morissette, they surrounded Christina Aguilera, they surrounded Backstreet Boys, they surrounded what was another one? Scary Spice, now the Spice Girls, and then there was one that was about the Kardashians. So if you kind of like into soul, like black culture in the way that I am. Like, I was literally waiting on a Beyonce question. I was literally waiting. I don't know what I was waiting on, but long story short, I ended up like not answering nothing. They asked one question that was like, who did Bart and Lisa, what cat and mouse show did Bart and Lisa Simpson watch on The Simpsons? And I was back there talking about some goddamn Tom and Jerry. So yeah, I done aged out of a lot of stuff, and ultimately I ended up just kind of like watching my coworkers play Jeopardy, and I was fine with that. I didn't feel like ostracized or anything like that. I was like, they're doing them. These kids put this together, and that what matters is that they get to watch something. They get to watch the adults participate in something that they put together. So, you know, I stayed in the game, rooted my teammates on, and our team actually won. So that was the beautiful thing. And then after that, came back over to the room. So I met a coworker named Rami, and Rami is he's a screenwriter. He's a teacher, but he also writes films, and he has a film that he's done. So he had invited me over to come watch one of his homeboys do some filming. So I was like, cool. Get over there. I meet his roommate, Amanda, and her friend is there, Michaela. And then two other friends came over. Well, three. It was Sherry, Sarah, and then Lena and her boyfriend came over. Lena and Sharif. All right, did it. Got those names down. I'm really working on remembering names, y'all. So the film friends were an hour late, which is like, oh man, this is like not good for me, because now I'm in a full social situation, right? But we're talking, they're asking me questions, everything is going really well. And then Amanda starts popping drinks. She done just got back from the United States, so she has like, she asked me, do you want a drink? And I'm like, no, because A, Egyptian liquor sucks. It just sucks, y'all. It's not good. And it's just not good. So I was like, no, I'm good. She was like, no, I got some whiskey from America. And I was like, what? You got some whiskey? So, yeah. Yeah. Y'all already know. I had a little old drink. Had me a little old drink. Conversation got good. And I realized that there are some, like, genuine people here. Now, the beautiful thing about Amanda and Michaela is that Amanda hails from Illinois and Michaela hails from Massachusetts. So it's the other way around. I think Amanda's from Mass and then Michaela is from Illinois. So I was like, I just wasn't expecting them to be from the States. Were they white? Yeah, but I'm realizing that a lot of white people who leave the United... Well, you know what? I'm not doing that. I'm not finna say that because I done only really met two. But I got a sense that these particular women, kind of like my roommate Shari, were more alike than different. And it's really cool to me, white people who don't make you feel like you black. And I'm not saying that I act like I feel like I'm white. What I'm saying is they don't, you know, yeah, some of y'all know, if you've been around white people, they have a very funny way of like making you realize that you're black. So like you might be talking to them and then they just stop listening to you, or they'll get up and walk away, or you get up and go stand by them and then they move away. It's just a weird kind of passive aggressive body language that white people will do when they are trying to let you know they don't really want to fuck with you without telling you. So it's none of that. Like, absolutely none of that. And we practicing our social distancing and everything, but we finna get our drink on. So we end up going up on the roof because the guys that were filming kind of needed the room to be quiet. So we all go up on the roof of Rami and Amanda's villa. Now, let's talk about the villa. Rami lives probably... it's probably an 8 to 10 minute drive from where I live. And when I tell you, the contrast is so different. His compound is like mega villas. And these places are like nothing I've seen before. They're these stone structures with all this intricate architecture. Like, it's simple architecture, architectural touches, but it's all the difference in the world. Huge palm trees, and you know, it you get the sense that wherever you're at, that whoever's place this is, they have money. Now, it may not, you know, be nothing major, because it's, you know, super cheap to live in Egypt if you have American money or you have international money. But yeah, I've told y'all, yeah, my place is decent, it's good. Y'all have seen the landscape. I'm in the ghetto. Compared to these other places, I am in the ghetto. So there you have it. So I'm over at Rami's. We all go up to the roof, and it's phenomenal. The roof ain't even, y'all, it's like a whole nother floor. Like, y'all saw my roof. Well, Rami's roof has, like, he had like fake grass on the top of the roof. You can go up there and you can literally do a whole yoga class, like with about 10 people, 10 to 15, maybe 12. I don't know, but it's laid out and it's really, 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 really nice. So we all get up there and we're socializing and just, you know, getting to know each other. And then I meet Sarah, who is from, guess, Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's Egyptian. Her parents moved to Oklahoma back when, you know, back in the day, and she's the third of nine. And she said she just kind of, when she got ready to graduate high school, she wanted to go to Europe, and her dad was like, no, you can't go to Europe. The only place you can go is, you can go to Egypt, because that's where your grandmother is and your grandmother can check on you. So she was like, sure, let me go. And she never looked back, and she's been over here, I think she said, for seven or nine years. And she's now married to an Egyptian guy. But it was weird because she was talking about living in Tulsa and how small it is and how people kept, you know, assuming she was Mexican, and how when 9/11 happened and she was in high school, she was like bullied. So it was just a good perspective to listen to, you know, from somebody who's from the States and somebody who actually can identify with Dallas and Austin and San Antonio. And we just talked a long time. And then my roommate's name is Shari. This girl's name is Sherry. So Sarah and Sherry were really like listening to me talk about, or trying to make sense of, like, the experiences that I've had. So I was telling them, like, I don't know if it was my skin color in certain instances, because I'm just trying to, I'm basically giving them everything that y'all have already gotten. And the beautiful thing that I heard tonight is, it has nothing to do with your skin color. These people are just rude. Like, it really has nothing to do with your skin color. Now, they did agree that, yeah, if you're from sub-Saharan Africa, then there is an issue with not only being from sub-Saharan Africa, but being dark. But what I've been experiencing, to their understanding, has nothing to do with my skin color. It just has everything to do with me being a woman. And they were even telling me that, like, sometimes a woman will skip you. Like, you remember I was telling y'all the story about I was at the mall and the guy skipped me and I just had to walk off? Well, they were like, sometimes the women will do it. And you just have to check them. So the beautiful thing is, everybody is telling me, nah, you got to check these people, because they don't realize. Like, they're so rude to each other that they don't even have a concept for being rude anymore. It's just what they do. I also got more verification on, you know, being careful about walking to the mall or to Saudi, the grocery store, by myself. But I was kind of clear on that. So I've, you know, started ordering my groceries online. I mean, I'll walk to a certain extent, because it's not that far. But I understand, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. So for the most part, I won't be out by myself. And I'm damn sure not finna get in no more Ubers by myself, because I'm telling y'all, I just cannot. You know, and I get it. People are like, no, you just got to push through it. And I'm not ready to yet. So I got a year to be here. So we'll see. Sarah was telling me about the funny sayings that Egyptians have. Like, there's this one saying, like, if you get new shoes and somebody sees that you have new shoes, they'll say you're a blessing to the ground. Your feet are a blessing to the ground. Or how if a pigeon shits on you, it's a sign of good luck. So they have like a little saying for that. But ultimately they were like, you'll learn to love it. You'll learn to love the culture. And the more you get out, the better it will be, because Egypt has really, really beautiful places. But it just reinforced the fact that I'm in the ghetto. That I'm in the ghetto, that I'm in a really remote part of, you know, the landscape. So I got invited to go to Mahdi tomorrow, and I'm gonna go because I've been hearing about Mahdi. Most of the expats in the group that I'm in, they live in Mahdi. And the beautiful part is I haven't had to really try to do anything. Now that the older teachers, the returning teachers are on campus, and I'm meeting more people, the opportunities to get out are coming, because that's just what people around here do. Now, I'm not a social person, but I do need to get out because I do want to see what I can see while I'm here. So I have to compromise. Otherwise, I'm going to struggle with spending money, taking Ubers and trains and flukas and cruise ships, you know, to get from point A to B. And I'm not really interested in having to do that. So I got invited to Mahdi tomorrow to go to their school's social kind of thing. And they were like, you'll love it. You'll also meet a lot of other expats. Plus, Mahdi is more of a safer place. So you can actually like walk by yourself in Mahdi. You can shop in Mahdi. And I just want to see Mahdi, you know. I want to go see Mahdi. So that's what the plan is for tomorrow. It was a really beautiful night, man. It was really, I was in really good company with really good people. I heard some great stories tonight. And, you know, we moving forward. You know, it just feels good to have people reinforce that it'll get better. And it's not bad. I'm not having a bad time, but I am looking for understanding in some of the cultural ways that these people operate. But I'm realizing once again that I'm in a remote area where people can be the way that they are. And I'm in a rich area, which is funny because I'm in the ghetto part of a very rich area. So I'm like, why would you have a rich area and still have a ghetto? And then I realize it's a contrast. You know, you can't have rich without you can't have rich without poor, right? So it is what it is. And I'm not in a, like, my digs are way better than the average, you know, I don't know. In the States, you know, you have your poor areas. I'm in a poor area, but it's way better than the poor areas that I would come across in the States. So, and I got to ride on a motorcycle. Rami works with me, and he was like, yeah, you don't mind, I brought my motorcycle today. And I was like, let's do it. So we're on the motorcycle on the highway that I ran across. And once again, I'm getting to see how crazy people drive, but we're on a motorcycle. So I was kind of scared because I have friends that have gone out of the country and had terrible accidents on motor scooters and all of that. But shit, YOLO. I don't know. So that was fun, riding the motorcycle in the bad traffic with no lanes on the roads. I am getting ready to probably shut it down because I had two drinks, y'all. I had two drinks. And I'm a lightweight. I babysat that second drink. It took me forever to drink that second drink. Like, forever. Like, I might be still at the place, at the villa, drinking it, as far as I'm concerned. It just took me forever. Because I was like, Kamika, you better take it slow. Take it slow. Take it slow. But it was good, y'all. I had American whiskey in Egypt. And that's just like, that's a beautiful thing. It's like God sends you little gifts for being good. So I think that's it. So the next time a bird shits on you, just know you got some new clothes coming. All right, y'all. Take it easy. Be good. Be good. Be good. Be God. Peace.